Hello and welcome to my first podcast. I'm Dan. I'll be mostly hosting the podcast. I wanted to start this podcast because I've always been a hunter in a sense of duck hunting and other small game, but I've wanted to start getting more into big game and being able to feed myself as well as my family better food and be able to have more meat around. It's so expensive. That's a big reason to become a hunter for me. I'll mostly be going through the process of what I've done to prepare myself for the hunt, going through each day and the people that I meet that are helping me through the hunting process. That was one of the hardest parts, is actually finding and talking to people that were willing to give me advice and to come out with me and hunt. For those of you that are starting to hunt or wanting to hunt, that's the biggest thing, is actually knowing where to go, what to do, how to even find a big animal. And I'll go through kind of what my childhood was like and the current day, and what's kind of going on again. But the big reason is to understand what I want to do with hunting throughout the rest of my life. I've always seen friends and family members that have gone hunting with their parents, their father, and being able to have so many cool experiences that I wish I had. My dad hunted with his dad, but he just didn't carry on the tradition. I think it's so cool to get out there and be able to kind of bond with the people around you, especially your kids. I watch a lot of TV series as well as listen to a lot of podcasts that talk about how they are hunting with their kids, and it's like camping, but you have a better purpose to be out there. And that's why I needed, honestly, some friends to be able to take me through this experience and try to learn it as best as I could. And I'll also have them on here, hopefully, and be able to share their thoughts on how people can approach them and how do they actually feel about somebody asking them for help. I think that's important to learn, because I really don't know how they feel about it, if I'm more of a burden to them or not. And then I'll go through the equipment and other things like that. That's one of the big things I'm worried about as of right now. Buying a tag and everything like that was pretty simple and fairly cheap. But being able to have the equipment to go out there for a weekend or so, and having the right rifle and scope and all that equipment, I have zero clue about that, and I'm still figuring out. I do have a small gun that hopefully I'll be able to find somebody's gun to borrow or to be able to find my own. But that all depends on financially where we're at that point. So throughout childhood, I mostly hunted ducks with some good friends in southern Utah. And we'd go out and kill bunnies and stuff like that on the weekends. The back of trucks, stuff like that. We would also go around and look for coyotes. Never really saw too many. That was always a fun idea. So I'll hopefully be able to have more content in the future and be able to help share my experiences with those of you that want to listen. Thanks again.